Let us pray. Wonderful God, Mother and Father of us all, in life you guide us to green pastures through dark valleys. You are our refuge, our way, our truth. As we hear holy words and honor those who nurture and guide us in life, open our minds to you and to the movements of your Spirit. Inspire us to be grateful for one another and for your guiding love. We offer this and all our prayers in the name of our path to new life, Jesus Christ. Amen. We forgot an announcement, and I can't believe I forgot an announcement. There's cake. So I'm going to make this brief. No. Mother's Day is tough for me, though. It's not because I have a hard time giving gratitude for mothers of all shades, but rather, it's the tension between focusing our hearts and minds on the holy or the Hallmark. Yeah, you got it. I've heard that other ministers struggle with this as well, because if we focus on one over the other, someone somewhere won't be fed. Still, today is a special day, one that we've set aside to honor the mothers in our lives, those who bore us, those who raised us, those who counseled us through the good and the bad, and those who will forever be a part of the decisions that we make, whether they are still with us or not. The truth is that often these women are not all one person. So I'd like to tell you about my three mothers. First, I would not be, nor would I be where and who I am, without my own mother, Kathy Bowley. She was a teacher both in home and in her professional life, so she knew a thing or two about herding four boys. God bless my mother for what she went through. I remember her voice. I remember her voice when she was singing as we sat around a campfire, reminding me of the importance of taking time for family. She loved her brothers and sisters. And so, because of her, my cousins, my first cousins, are like brothers and sisters to me. We spent that much time together. She was a woman of faith. She made sure that I was in church and understood the value of a life of faith. Sometimes I gave her trouble, because believe it or not, as a child, I thought cartoons or Kevin Sorbo's Hercules were of a higher value than church. Of this person who would eventually become my way, my truth, and my life. She walked with me through the turmoil of my first girlfriend. She was patient and surely laughing to herself when I said how much I was in love with this person, but being totally supportive in something she probably knew was not meant to be. Mothers do that, right? Mothers do that. They support us whether we know what we're doing or not. They guide us when we ask for help, quietly, or sometimes not quietly, guiding us back to the path away from trouble. Unfortunately, my mother did not get to walk with me through many other relationships or walk with me far on the path to who I would become. I lost her to cancer just before I turned 14, and yet her influence on my life is immeasurable. Without her supporting faith, I would not have heard the call to ministry as clearly as I did. If you visit my office sometime, you'll see her smiling face sitting on my bookshelves. She's a reminder of loss, to be sure, but more a reminder of the love and the faith that she instilled in me. Now, this meant that my mother couldn't be there through some of those formative years of my teenage life, years when I made mistakes often. And while my father deserves a medal for getting me through what was, to say the least, the rocky time in my life, I come now to the second woman I wouldn't hesitate to call Mom. Her name is Bonnie Moore. And she was the mother of twin boys, believe it or not, who I became fast friends with. Another woman of strong faith. Bonnie helped me walk through my high school years and several post-secondary years. Like any good mother, she was supportive, but not afraid to let me know when I was wrong. And believe it or not, I was wrong a lot in high school. But more than the guidance that any young man needs through those tumultuous years, she was right there when I'd lost my mom. She was there at a time when I was more afraid than not. Sometimes afraid of life, sometimes afraid of death, and a lot of times afraid of God. Her faith was and is a pointer to the God that we see described in Psalm 31, a God who watches over us, who protects us, who guides us and embraces us. She was a woman who put her faith and her life into the hands of the divine and trusted in the grace that waited there. When I was afraid, she reminded me, much in the same way as Christ reminds his disciples in our gospel reading today, that death is not the end. That as alone as we feel, as alone as I felt, we will have one another, as well as the abiding presence of Jesus Christ, our constant companion. She knew without a doubt, or at least she portrayed someone without doubt, that there is more to this life than what we have before us. I can't say with certainty what life beyond death looked like for her, but she walked me down the path so that it helped me discover it for myself. I invite you to look into your own lives. Think of those times when you were most afraid, either because you've lost someone or something, or because you were afraid of losing them. Maybe you turned to God right away. Or maybe you turn to someone who you might call mother. Mothers don't get that title only by blood. And often it's more authentically earned indeed. And Bonnie, in this situation, earned the title mother over and over again. How many of you women, mothers or not, have been a shoulder for a crying child? How many of you have been the voice of wisdom at a critical moment? How many of you were a mother when someone needed you? You are the ones who point us to the way, the big W way, the way that Christ talks about, to the God who is all-embracing, loving, reaching out to us even when we are walking in the other direction. I can't thank God enough for guiding me to Bonnie and her to me. She was a mother of another, and yet, when I needed her, she was mom to me. Plus, with twins, I know that I can call her anytime, because she survived, so I know it's possible. Now I come to a tricky time. The third mother in my life. Natalie, while she has been an amazing partner in life, love, and faith for years, our 9th anniversary is this month, by the way. And while she's an amazing mother to the gifts that are our children, it would be weird to say that she's been a mother to me. The third woman, who I don't hesitate to introduce as my mother, is my father's partner, Linda. She's long been a part of my life, but joined our family in 2004. Their anniversary is in June, by the way. I got to remember all of these. She's also a woman of faith. You might be seeing a pattern here. She's been a great support for me as I began my path to ministry, all the way to ordination and beyond. She has also been a blessing in my father's life and a reminder that God is constantly sending people our way to walk with us through life as partners, as family, as friends. Over the years, she and I have talked much about the church, about where it's going, about hope, and about faith. We often argue. We disagree sometimes. We change positions. And through it all, we walk with one another through faith. When I come to a day like today, Mother's Day, I can't honor just one woman. And the three that I've named here are just a cross-section of the women who have accepted the burden of walking with me throughout my life. It's also on a day like today that we are called also to turn to our eternal parent, one that many spend a lot of their lives calling father, but one who has rightly earned the title mother as well. This is the one who is celebrated in the Psalms, the one to whom we run when we feel surrounded on all sides. This God is the one of whom Christ is speaking, the one who loves us beyond death into new life, the one who will not let us go, no matter how far off we are. So happy Mother's Day. Thank God for you women who went through the pains of bearing us into this world. Thank God for your guidance and your strength, both of which you shared when we felt lost and weak. Thank God for your faith, a model showing us how to trust in God when the world seems against us and to turn to God for comfort when we are afraid. Thank God for you who unconditionally share that love, the light of God, asking nothing and giving everything. Each of you carries a part of that work. And so thank God for each of you. Amen.